I have my mind made up for quite a while, over the last 6 months anyway. It's been a long thing when you have it in your mind and you know, informing people who have supported you over the years and your local community. Like, at the time I was the youngest in the council when I went in, so I suppose I grew up in it and I have made great friendships across the political divide. I hope I got on with most. It's a day of mixed emotions, you know, it's a day for looking forward, but also a day of looking back at all the people that were they're supporting you over the years that are not there anymore. And it's tough in one way, but it's the right decision for me at this stage.
Has it been a tough 17 years? So what's your overriding emotions about it?
Yeah, I suppose every councillor or any public representative have different things, you know, that they're interested in. And I loved the policy side of it. I loved developing policy and, you know, seeing the outworkings of it. And I know how important it is, because that's actually what affects people's lives. There's a lot of frustration, you know, because an awful lot of the rules and regulations and laws that you want to change are national. So you're hamstrung in a way as an elected representative, but also the staff. There were good days, there were bad days. But as I look back now, there were an awful lot more good days. And there's been an awful lot of progress in Donegal County Council since the day I went into it.